Hey guys, this is Kristen Meinzer, co-host of By the Book.
And this is Cameron Drews, producer of By the Book.
We are all super eager for the new season of By the Book. We know you are too. Season 3 will be launching in a matter of hours. But in the meantime, we wanted to let you know about a few other great Panoply shows that have recently launched. Cameron, you've been working on one of them. Bad with Money with Gabby Dunn, one of the funniest people in the whole world, which we've mentioned in the past. I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm a huge fan of Gabby. Tell us about the new season, which just launched a few weeks ago, and tell us about what you've been doing on the show.
Yeah, this is my first season working on Bad with Money, and it has been so much fun. In this season, Gabby is really tackling a lot of like big systemic issues. Like there's an episode about how the threat of climate change is disproportionately affecting low-income people. There's an episode about the idea of salary transparency.
Where, yes, like, that one totally had me raising my eyebrows. I'm like, oh my God, what would work be like if everybody knew what everyone made?
It's like kind of terrifying, but really interesting when you get into it. And that episode is actually more broadly about the gender pay gap and how salary transparency might help with that. And then finally, just yesterday, we released an episode about Amazon. And I learned so much about Amazon. It has all of this power in the marketplace right now, and not just in the realm of online shopping. Take a listen.
Cloud computing is just the ability to hold things in the cloud, essentially?
Exactly. Yep. So that's the basic service that they provide.
And they would make a contract with the Pentagon so that they would be basically hosting all of the Pentagon stuff on the Amazon cloud?
Exactly. So they would be the primary provider.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Oh, and Kristen, you've also been busy working behind the scenes on some big shows, most notably Revisionist History, hosted by Malcolm Gladwell, which launched just last week. Do you want to tell us about that?
Oh, my God. Of course I want to talk about it, because everybody loves Malcolm Gladwell. Everybody loves Revisionist History.
So true.
Well, it's very behind the scenes, though. So I can't really take credit for anything on the show other than I get to be a lucky first listener on all the edits of the show.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting because I get to hear great episodes like the one that came out last week on how just a comma or a semicolon can completely change constitutional law. And specifically, they go over a situation in Texas, which totally kept me on my toes and it turned in a direction that I didn't expect it to.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some of the other shows we have at Panoply launching in the spring. You and I are both huge fans of You Must Remember This, hosted by Karina Longworth.
She has such a soothing voice. It's fantastic.
And it's just this fantastic kind of film history show, but more Hollywood history, where you get to find out about the weird things that were happening with big names in Hollywood. Like, one of my favorite seasons of the show focused on Charles Manson.
Yeah.
And his relationship with Hollywood, which was really huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how it is he was able to get away with a lot of what he got away with, doing everything from camping out on film sites completely with permission to going to parties with all of the bigwigs. And, you know, it wasn't just a surprise that he ended up doing what he did in the end, considering all of the connections he already built in Hollywood before that.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kristen, let's not forget about some of the shows you used to produce that are still chugging along. We can't forget about those.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Happier with Gretchen Rubin. Always a source of happiness, of habit change, of learning new things about ourselves, of seeing the world in different ways.
Big friend of the show, Gretchen is.
Oh, we love her. We love her. We also love Happier in Hollywood, which is hosted by her sister, Liz Craft, who also is on Happier, by the way, and her writing partner, Sarah Fain. They always have great things they're covering, and not just in Hollywood, but things that are about the world, about what it's like to be in a professional work setting, what it's like to actually have a job where your best friends and your coworkers, which is just crazy, although maybe a little bit like us here on By the Book.
Yeah, sounds a little familiar.
Yes, and of course, there's Side Hustle School with Chris Guillebeau, which is another Gretchen Rubin project, part of her Onward project. And can I just do a little plug here also, Cam?
Yeah.
Do you think? Is that
go
okay?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, we just wrapped When Megan Met Harry because the wedding just happened. And so the final episode just went out less than 24 hours ago. And if you want to relive the wedding, the greatest wedding that has ever taken place in all of human history between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and feel the love along with me and my co-host James Barr, go back and take a listen to that. It really is a place of joy. It's a place of happy obsession. It's a place of positivity and celebration. So if you just want to feel good, it's probably the happiest show I've ever worked on in my whole life.
As you know, in each episode, we make a big prediction for what we think is going to go down on the wedding day. And we've made many a prediction so far, but today's is about Harry.
Yes. The prediction is that Harry is going to keep his facial hair for the wedding. When we think of Harry and Meghan, this is the Harry we know. He's Harry. Did I just see
that?
I'm sorry. I just said it.
And if you really want to give yourself a treat, go back and find some of Kristen's media appearances on the day of the wedding. There are great video interviews of her and James Barr, the co-host of the podcast, just being goofballs. It is so good.
Oh, my God. Some of them are embarrassing. Some of them are fun.
They're
funny. Some of them are great. Well, that's it, guys. Thanks so much for listening to this spring preview of what's happening at Panoply. And keep an eye on your feed for the season 3 premiere of By the Book.